DW. Long before I ever got around to looking up the translation of the opening words to Bach's Weihnachtsoratorium, they'd assumed a meaning in my mind. Jauchzet frohlocket, which is German for cheer, rejoice, rings with the promise of a hearthside family gathering. I don't actually have a hearth, so there's clearly a good dose of personal fantasy going on there. But if there's a time of year when the fantastical is allowed, this is probably it. And isn't that, at least in part, what makes it special? Sure, we might be stretching some truths, and indeed stockings, to better accommodate traditions and the gifts they bear, but we all love a story. So, if you're sitting comfortably... My first Christmas here was spent with a German family, who, like most others I've since met, don't put up their tree until the afternoon of December 24th, just a couple of hours ahead of the annual celebration. It gets decorated, so this particular yarn is spun by the Christkind, who works behind closed doors and rings a bell to announce the job done, just as he, she, or it disappears through an open window. I clearly remember that first year wishing I was in the room hanging up baubles with the elusive adorner. But when the door finally creaked open and I got a glimpse of apples on red ribbons and real candles burning on the branches, I realised the Christkind knew how to appeal to a German audience. And indeed to me. And that's only one facet of the season that caught my attention. Though there's no denying the gathering speed of its commercialisation, it still feels, from the Advent wreath, the cleaning of shoes for St. Nicholas, the Sundays spent with family, first baking and then eating cinnamon stars and vanilla curls, the straw decorations of stars, angels and reindeer, and carved wooden pyramids, like a festival with traditional legs. At least for the most part.
But it's very cold out here in the snow, marching to and from the enemy. Oh, I say it's tough, I have had...
I can't vouch for the December soundtrack in other parts of Germany, but here in Berlin, Jonah Louie's Stop the Cavalry, that was released in 1980 and never intended as a Christmas song, seems to be playing on a loop. That, and the only slightly less antiquated Driving Home for Christmas.
I'm driving home for Christmas.
Or in my case, sliding. For dotted about the city, between the Alpine-style wooden huts of the great German export good, the Christmas market, are ice rinks. They look so inviting, so all you have to do is put one foot in front of the other. But that is another fantasy.
I'm not very good at this, am I?
Okay, come next week. Come.
No, I'm not letting go. No, I'm not letting go.
A fantasy that sees my daughters giddy at the sorry sight of me clinging to the edge while they whiz past, periodically trying to coax out of me an inner skater that will simply never exist. But I don't mind being the ice numpty, for there are great après-rink rewards. Like that other German Christmas offering, mulled wine. As I sipped mine this year, watching those around me tuck into sausages in a bun and stamp their chilly feet to the unmistakable blast of Jonah Louie's trumpets, it occurred to me that that may just be the contemporary way to cheer and rejoice. Jauchzet frohlocket, and a happy Christmas from Berlin.
This report was brought to you by DW.